What's up, Karina with Gems podcast listeners? I appreciate you guys for sliding through and just being a real one and being who you are, because I appreciate whoever's listening. Okay. This podcast is a safe space. I thought I would introduce that into every new episode, that this podcast is 100% a safe space where you can just drift off into your own thoughts, or you can apply your own ideologies to my conspiracies. Okay, so yeah, I thought I'd just kind of share some of my thoughts that I've been having lately with you guys and just kind of see where it goes. I wanted to talk about applying pressure in 2023. And everybody wants to be seen, right? But it's like, what are you doing behind what you want to present and what you want to be supported? You know, like, what are you doing? What are you really doing? Like, your words mean everything, you know? So when it comes to people like me, we are conscious beings. We are beings of light. We want to raise the vibration of what we are being televised, or if at all, awareness. We want to bring awareness to people's ears, enlighten people. We want to create new ways of thinking, right? We're in the age of Aquarius, and during this time we are becoming aware of our impact, because our words hold weight. And I just did a reading on my TikTok that something about, like, your name holds weight. Maybe that might that reading might resonate with you if you want to check it out on my TikTok, Karina_with_gems. But yeah, like, things like that come to me sometimes, and it's just part of what we're transitioning into becoming aware of our potential, becoming aware of our words, becoming aware of our light and how we can shine in during this moment in time here on Earth, right? Because we got blessed to be born during this time of awareness, this time of enlightenment, this time of expansion and technology and freaking talent, because we have so much talent. And I just love my youth. I love the youth that uses their talents and their abilities in a positive way, in a positive impact, which inspires everyone around them. I love to see that shit. Like, I love to see things that make people want to dance, make people want to sing, make people want to do things together, you know, and connect. I think what separates us is our ability to see each other and our full expressions. That's what really limits us, is letting each other express ourselves the way we want to. And as an artist, you know, that can be one of the worst things, is when someone wants to put you in a box, when someone wants to limit you. But we say fuck that, because yeah, we know what it is, and we know what it is, right? We know what it is. We wanna create a world full of color, when this world is constantly being colored gray as we try, you know. So yeah, that's why I say this is a safe space, because I know as artists, like, you know, music artists out here, painters, any kind of artists, you guys, dancers, tarot readers, freaking jewelry makers, all of you guys, everyone, bakers, chefs, everything. We resorted to these abilities because it was called onto us to do partake in them, because people need us, right? People need food, people need music, people need a dance sometimes, people need to let loose, and that's what art is all about. It's just highlighting that expression, highlighting that moment. And that's what I want to do again with my podcast, is just fully express and paint the picture of thought in your minds with my words. So yeah, I love you guys. I just thought I'd pop on here and just rant. Continue just vibing and being you and doing the things that you love to do. If that's dancing, singing, watching shows, eating, ice skating, roller skating, snowboarding, everything. If you like doing that shit, do that shit and find people to do it with. And yeah, if you just like to escape in your head, in your room, listening to music, do that, okay? And anything that tries to come and ruin your safe space, just flip them off. Just be like, you don't deserve to be in my space, okay? Because they don't, okay? Because I love every one of you guys, and I don't want them to ruin that safe space for you. Because we all deserve one. We all deserve a safe space. Or a friend that we feel safe with. Or a partner that we feel safe with. Or a family that we feel safe with. Or community that we feel safe with. Or someone to listen to on a podcast to feel safe with. I know sometimes when I would feel unsafe, moments of my life growing up, I would just put on some of my favorite YouTubers at the time, or podcasters, or music artists, and I would just like play them as I felt intrusive trauma things pop up, or things in general. You know, we all have trauma. We all have trauma. So anytime that any triggers come up or little things like that, I just go to my music and vibe out. And that's what helps a lot of us, you know? So yeah. Do more things that you love to do instead of letting a thought ruin your day. And I know a lot of us need to hear this more than often. So I just want to be the one to remind us that we should be gentle to ourselves and more gentle with the words that we use. All right. I love you guys. Peace out. Bye. I'll be back soon. I'll follow up with you guys on my Instagram at Karina Paris, KARINNA.PARIS. Peace out.